Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
See, my inspiration, like, Wiggy doesn't know this. Wiggy was my inspiration.
Chuck. He was?
Yeah. So I just took Wiggy's voice and I just exaggerated it like crazy.
Wiggy?
This is not called the Chuck Show.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. If I was going to make fun of Wiggy,
I never knew that.
Talks,
did you know that, Tyler? He's never said that before.
Inspiration.
I've never heard that, but it does make sense. Yeah. Hey, hey, how you doing?
You know what?
I can't even get that.
Hey, how you doing?
That is Wiggy. That's actually pretty close.
You know what's amazing to me?
I refuse to believe that's real.
You know what's amazing to me?
Every single one starts like that.
Wiggy was the inspiration for you making these prank phone calls.
When I think of that voice and that character.
Even though Wiggy was on the radio across town.
That was Christian. You can cut it down now, Spaz. Thank you.
It's going to play the whole last hour.
Could we make it across the street to Lincoln for a pizza and a beer and come back? When would anyone notice?
So that is pretty amazing to me because I was listening this morning. And it was amazing to me that I heard Wiggy on the air basically say the same thing that I hear this guy say many times before. And this guy has actually done this before, and that is baseball play-by-play. So this is Wiggy from this morning, just stealing, I believe, or maybe inspiration. Could we call that inspiration? Either that or he just stole Christian's act.
All right.
Whatever you want.
All right. 3-2 in the count. Ralphie Devers up there. He licks fastball down the middle. Ooh. The witch is dead. The witch is dead. Ralphie Devers just went yard ball. That one is gone. 3-run home run for the one and only, the super kid. You know him as Rafael Devers, but I call him R.D. R.D. Raking donuts, baby. See you later, alligator. Get that man a whole bunch of haters because they on his back. Shake it off, brother. Another home run for Ralphie Devers as he has a walk-off in the bottom of the 15th inning. We wouldn't have been here if Rob Manfred would have just let us have a runner start on second base. But that's me just opining.
Not bad.
There you go.
Not bad.
All right, time for OMF.
I got to make it interesting. He said I got a lot of time to waste, right?
It was almost too familiar with Tim Neverett's calls, wasn't it?
Who's Tim Neverett?
You don't need to know. You don't need to know. I will say this, that baseball is a slow game. He just took a home run call, and it lasted like 2.5 minutes or whatever. So really slow.
Yeah.
So his timing was not really good. And by the way, your broadcast was a lot better.
Oh, so that's not an original idea?
No.
Wow.
No,
it isn't?
No, he actually came up with it today like nobody's ever done this before.
Oh.
So I remember we were in spring training, not last year, but just before COVID struck.
Sure.
Right? Just before COVID struck. And we did a play-by-play game, and you said, I'd like to do the eighth inning.
Yeah,
and I said, why not?
Sure.
I mean, because you said you could do it. So this is real play-by-play, not fake, with real players and a real hit, okay? Not a home run. It's called, but a hit. Here it is.
Welcome back to the Players Only Lounge.
This is actually the Players Lounge.
This is the fake one.
So this was
not real.
So Lou and I years ago
because I said, you know, calling a game would be pretty easy. I'm sure I could do it. And we did the Players Lounge first. Okay, then we did spring training. So I had asked.
They can't find a spring training one.
They can't find. So here's
it's been destroyed by Wiggy.
No. Wiggy destroyed it. Destroyed it.
No, that, I mean, you know, the only copy of it's at the Broadcast Museum in Queens, New York, because it's one of the greatest things I have. I was here in the studio getting ready for the show afterward. It was me and Patrick Roy Gilroy, and Candyman. I heard that live.
Patrick Waugh.
It was me and it was me, Martin Brodeur, Dominic Kashuk, and Patrick Waugh. We were doing the goalie show.
Hockey guys.
Yep, just a couple of hockey guys. Yep. And I heard that call, Christian. I fell off the very chair you're sitting in. Damn it, it's an out.
I know.
That was one harder of the greatest things.
Well, he did apologize. Harder. He apologized for taking a home run and call and actually being an out. But this is when you did a fake broadcast, very similar to what Wiggy was doing this morning, obviously
great
stolen
idea.
From you.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, guys. I got two cuts
God.
Here.
Oh, my God.
There's confusion.
Oh my
I have
God.
The old holder.
What
it's
is refreshed. Wrong with you?
Listen,
oh
I have.
My God. Forget
all right,
it.
Guys. All right, guys.
Forget
guys.
It. Hey, guys. Bucks, guys. Sons.
I have OMF. I have a cut for OMF. Fourier predicts a grand slam.
Click the cut that says Fourier predicts a homer.
There you go.
From spring training.
Can you do that one?
It's the very first cut on the sheet.
It says grand slam. All right, here we go.
That's a home run.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And he looks at ball two.
This was real.
Can I just call a grand slam right now? Should I just do it now?
Yeah, but listen. Hey.
I'm just going to call it. It's going to happen.
Okay.
This is going to be a grand slam home run?
A grand slam.
On this
really?
Pitch?
On this third pitch?
Yeah, you know what? Why not? Why not? Right now. Double down.
Okay. Let's see. Michael Chavis for the grand slam. Fairbanks pitch. It's a curveball that really fooled. Michael Chavis.
He wanted it, though, did he not?
Not a curveball.
He wanted it, though.
I mean, that was not a grand slam.
I'm coming up. I got food.
He always does.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's not the cut, that we were looking for.
No, we were looking for play-by-play with him in a spring training game. Yeah. That's what we were looking for.
We have 15 cuts that aren't that. I can't believe I can't find this. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, do you have the players
only?
Well,
the good thing is we're doing it on the air as opposed to working out during the break.
Yeah, well, let's just bail on this all together.
Hey, how you doing?
There we go. That's the reset button. Let's play the three...
There you go. Thank you.
Let's play the 3 o'clock hour in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yes, let's start all over. I guess. So what's next? Prank phone calls. Maybe a goalie challenge. How about that? Let's do a goalie. Maybe Wiggy can do a goalie challenge. Maybe a 25-hour radio telethon for diabetes. We should do that. You do stay up all night, do a show, bring a guy.
I do think.
How about that?
I think I'd rather have diabetes than listen to Wiggy do 25 hours of radio.
Damn.
Wow.
It is manageable though. It is manageable.
One is manageable. Yeah. The other is Wiggy on the air for 25 hours.
I will say this, though, that since he was the inspiration for what you did, why can't you be the inspiration for Wiggy? In other words, why can't Wiggy steal all your material if you basically stole his voice?
It's a form of
for
flattery,
your character.
Right? It's a form of flattery.
Well, you're stealing it, though. You're stealing his form.
I'm totally fine with it. Whatever. I'm a team player. Listen, I'm not going to be that older player.
Oh, we're all
that
in this, young, we're all in this
yes,
together?
Of course. I take that seriously. I'm not the older player. I'm not Brett Favre. My job is not to mentor this guy. I'm gonna take him on. I'm gonna teach him some things. You know, I'm gonna be an inspiration for him. I feel like I've been a difference maker.
I heard Wiggy say something about he sells medical sales too. I heard that today at one point in the show.
He supplies medical supplies.
Yeah,
that's what I think. Something about medical supplies.
Yeah. That's fine.
But that's incredible that lame character who calls and pranks. That is Wiggy.
How
that
about
is
that?
Inspiration. That is
secrets out.
Hey, how you doing?
J. Charles Wigmore, right?
That
there.
Is not even the first one. The very first one we ever did. I used to call Buffalo twice a year.
Oh, sure.
Twice a year, I would call Buffalo.
They were just happy to have a phone call.
Yeah, they
back
were,
then.
Yeah,
hey, someone paid it.
And now they're good. And now they're good. It was funny because I was thinking about that. You know, I'll start doing it again. But it was so easy to do it because I always knew the Patriots would win.
Of course.
So no matter what I said, no matter how stupid it was, no matter what the line was, like, I was confident that I'd be fine because they would win.
Yes.
Now I have no clue. And it's almost like I was like, well, I don't want to jinx them because, you know, talking a lot of crap to all these different cities, but they always won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you going to say to like, a Denver radio station, you know, or KOA down in Denver, or, you know, the fan down in New York? What are you going to do?
Hey, if Cam threw out the first pitch, he probably wouldn't have skipped it like Peyton did last. No, actually, he probably would have too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no, we have, you can't do it
we
anymore.
We cannot.
You can't
Tom
talk crap
Brady
anymore.
Tom Brady was for 20 years for us in New England, whether we're making prank phone calls, whether I'm still living in New York City and people are talking crap to me because I have a Pats jersey on.
Absolutely not, Fitzy.
I used to always have the last word because Tom Brady had our back. Yeah. Tom Brady was the guy in any fight that no matter how much crap we started, he could always step in and finish the fight for us. Then when Belichick lets him go, it consciously uncouples and makes his way down to Tampa Bay. Now, all of a sudden, the tough guy that would finish all the fights for us, he's gone.
Yeah.
We can't start those fights anymore.
It was like I think that's what's difficult to kind of deal with. You cannot start the fights, and you damn sure can't finish them because sometimes, every now and then, I remember years ago, I think the Jets, some fans for the Jets paid for a plane to fly
they
over
did.
The stadium. Remember we were broadcasting from Gillette,
right?
And when we had the guy on.
Brady
and it was like they should not have been poking the bear, but they did it anyways because they feared eventually it's going to end. Let's try and get ahead of it.
So your only
it
line
always backfired on.
But you still have a line against the people up in Buffalo, and that is and how many champions, how many Super Bowl rings do they have up there?
Yeah.
You keep on throwing until they win, and you can't even and if they say, well, we've been to the Super Bowl. Oh yeah, four times. How did that work out?
Yeah,
for
there's
you?
Two words you can always say to Buffalo fans that will get them forever triggered.
Yeah, so
wide right.
So you right. You still have
a house ballad.
Right, another one. You still have that in your possession right now because they haven't won anything.
Yeah, but
so they may be the better team. I don't think anybody's going to debate that.
Nope.
But still, until you win something, you could sit there and say 1, 2, 3, 4. You can count them all off, and they don't have that.
I was going to save this for like a preseason pregame show.
Hey,
you know,
July 14th. Empty the cannon.
Hold on. Wiggy came up with it.
Is this another Wiggy's idea?
He
just texted it to me.
Hey, how you doing?
He just sent it to me. I would say I'm going with the Buffalo Bills representing the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
And I hated the Bills, and I hated Josh Allen for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. You said he sucks, he will always suck.
No, you're downplaying it. I was worse than that.
Yeah, you were worse than that.
I was terrible. I felt like I had inside information.
Fitzy can't play. He will be out of the league in 3 years. He's a nightmare. He's terrible.
Yeah.
Awful.
He can't play.
And contrary to the rest of us who were sitting there going, why don't you give him a chance? I watched him. I watched every game. I had all of his games.
He was pretty bad at times. I had 2 years of this guy's
games. That's right. He was doing college football, and he had all of this kid's games.
Every single game.
And he would say, you don't know what you're talking about if you think he could be okay. I've watched him. He sucks.
The coaches. Who better? These are not coaches with an axe to grind. These are coaches who are giving you real, honest evaluations of their own quarterback. And they were like, no, he can't throw the ball. I'm going all in on the Buffalo Bills. I'm going all in, yeah.
He just wants to.
Are you allowed to after you swear off a player like Josh Allen? Because I'll admit, I too used to make jokes at his expense all the time because he was like he was like Trubisky as a tight end. He was inaccurate. I just seemed like one of those
could run the ball a little bit.
He seemed like a Saturdays or for the boys type bro who just happened to have a cannon for an arm. You know what I mean? Like he never struck me as like having the. But turns out he's more than just like a good looking dude who can probably crush a case of hard seltzer in 30 seconds. He can play. He's tough.
He would always screw up with a big play.
Yeah.
It's a big play coming, and he would absolutely do the absolute wrong thing in that play.
Picks on it. Remember, he threw five picks in that game, and yet the Patriots still only won because Jonathan Jones. Oh, that was the playoff game.
Yeah.
And in 2019, where Brady felt like it was a loss and the plane ride home was miserable, they only win because Jonathan Jones incidentally knocks out Josh Allen. Right. So what's his face? Matt Barkley has to come in at quarterback, and the Pats only win by three. That was as much an indictment on the Patriots and the difficulties that Brady had later in his years against Buffalo. But like he's come a long way, and Steph Diggs has made a massive difference.
And the other thing is that they have retained their coordinators. Obviously, their head coach. You know, most of their coaching personnel.
Right.
Everybody's staying. McDermott is a good coach, and they have just the right. I mean, because people used to say the same thing about Brett Favre. Brett Favre was such a loose cannon. He was so random and reckless
early on.
Finally, Mike Holmgren calmed him down.
Yeah.
When Mike, go look at Brett Favre's numbers. The first year Mike Holmgren left, he was a nightmare. He was all over the place. It took him another year to kind of
get back to, you know, someone, you know, his some discipline with just his overall decision making. Because when Mike was there, he had, and then Mike Homer took his entire staff, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, took everybody to Seattle, and they just started all over again. So I don't know. Yeah, I like the Buffalo Bills.
I too am not picking the Kansas City Chiefs to represent the American Football Conference either. And no, Glenn, it's not the New England Patriots.
I think I know
Tennessee. He's going to go with Tennessee.
Go for
much. He's going to go with Tennessee.
Go for it.
He just did it. You say it. You need to own it. You need to own it.
Tennessee.
Oh,
Miami.
Better go to the Believe Land. They're going to be partying at the Muni lot. The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, God. Get out
please.
Of here.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here. Leave Nobody wants to talk
Leave
to
you. Are you nuts? Are you the show?
Go
are
home,
the two of you nuts?
Go home,
early. Send him
home early.
Have the two please. Of you,
have you
never
been
watched football?
Browns.
No, I have wish I had. No, I
mean, sure?
If I was in Cleveland, I would be.
If you're going to sit there, let's just forget about the rest of the team. Just look at the quarterbacks. Just stick with the quarterbacks in that division alone. And Baker Mayfield is not the guy that I'm betting the house on.
Baker, you don't have to bet the house on him because that defense is incredible, and they have a fantastic offensive line. And the best
Jadavian Clowney, play one
and
game.
The best 1-2 running back combo in the league. The Christian,
well, that
they're
like,
one.
Like
they are
that.
One or two plays away from knocking off KC, and then you would have had Josh Allen versus Baker Mayfield. I'll take Stefanski and Mayfield over you, McDermott, and Josh Allen.
So you're going Cleveland Browns. Okay, so who
best,
do you have
most
then?
Complete roster in the NFL.
I mean, this is a random time to do this, but let's just keep it going.
Kansas City comes back and wins.
Oh, boring.
What do you mean it's boring?
You know what?
Oh, like the Patriots.
Hold on.
When you have a really good team, like the Patriots had, and the Patriots would go to the Super Bowl every other year. So Kansas City has become what New England is.
Yeah.
And why do we think they're not going to get there? They have a good coach, have the best quarterback in the league, and it's all about quarterback. I mean, you talk about Buffalo. Buffalo would, with all of the defensive players and receivers, would still be crap if they didn't develop a quarterback. It's all about developing quarterback.
Yeah, and
that's
I also
what it's
feel
about.
Like there's...
And they have the best quarterback in the league, and he's going to be hungry this year because they lost last year.
I will say so.
Won't be Tom Brady.
Indianapolis had the best quarterback in the league for years. For years. He was the best regular season quarterback in the history of the NFL, and that was Peyton Manning.
Right.
And it took him, mm-hmm. and it just shows
defense
that,
was
like,
not real good. Bob Sanders was injured
I mean,
all the time.
One year though, but ultimately,
Dwight Freeney had that fun move.
Yeah,
where spin around.
Spin move. And Mathis on the other side, they're both dangerous.
They're both good.
I'm just saying, you'll realize that if Patrick Mahomes is the heir apparent, you'll have more, I guess, just understanding how difficult it is and how special what Tom Brady was able to do. Based on the fact that the next greatest thing,
we know he was
Patrick
special.
Mahomes can't even do it twice.
Is there even a question whether
Tom Brady
was
not,
special?
I'm not saying that he isn't, but it's just you'll have a even more. Listen, you already have a great appreciation for it, but you look at Patrick Mahomes.
Who's the best quarterback in the league right now?
Right now, Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you. And that's
and
why
he
I'm
won't
picking
win
Kansas City.
This
he won't win another one.
This year he won't.
Oh, this year.
Oh, nice
requalify. But he might win one down
Hold
the
on.
Road.
Can I give a Stephen A. clarification?
Yeah, go ahead.
This year.
This year.
I'm not apologizing yet. And I get two clarifications.
Two clarifications and an apology. I wonder if Stephen A. had anything to say today. No? That needs an apology?
We should probably. Stop the camera on me, please.
Have they hired him an interpreter yet?
Can I apologize? We are late giving away money.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now it's the teenager, Bukayo Saka, one of the youngest players ever to play in the European Championship. He's got to score here to keep England alive. And he does it! And Italy are champions of Europe! They do it in a shootout! They did it the hard way! Behind after 2 minutes, again after penalties!
Favorite sport, right there. Your favorite sport.
I like it a little more than I did last year.
Okay, I'm gonna get into it because I'm gonna give you the ratings for the Euro Cup in a few minutes.
And what is the Euro Cup?
For real? For real?
It was the big event this past
Dead Lasso
weekend where the people at Wembley just broke through the barricades and just.
How you doing?
Right, exactly. And didn't pay.
That's exactly why it's never going to reach the pinnacle of success that it should.
All right, hold it.
I get excited about this. I'm a fan.
But I got a few minutes here in which the big fellow, we're going to talk about ranking the AFC East. And he wants to do this. Christian wants to do this. And when Christian wants to do this, he wants to make a specific point. That is out of the box. Okay, I can tell you this is what he does.
Oh, it's an observation.
Let's talk about this. Has anything he's ever said been inside the box?
It's a good point.
Listen, it's an observation that I think you guys will all agree with.
Okay,
but let's do this.
So I'm going to do it. All right.
Okay. Let's do it now.
Ranking the AFC.
Oh no,
East.
I thought we're doing soccer.
We're doing soccer in a couple minutes.
I just heard you say we're doing a soccer segment. That's why we came back.
Yes,
with that.
We're doing soccer first.
He hijacked the
whole
segment.
Not true.
He just said to me, let's do this.
That does happen.
Trust me.
Hold on. Show meeting during the show. That's a lie. I'm just going to say.
It's not a lie.
That's not
true. It's not a lie.
That's what you're doing
short
when you leave.
Segment. You said short segment.
No, I
Perfect.
Said it, but yeah. He came back with soccer.
No.
We don't have
to sick the dog on him. Just have the dog attack him.
You know what?
So here we go.
That's all that's coming through the speakers in someone's car right now. Is that right?
So Fitzy, you can respond after the big fella does because he's going to make a major statement that's outside the
finally.
Box.
I have no idea what he's
saying. He's going to rank the AFC East by starting quarterbacks. So my guess is, wink, wink, that Cam Newton would be number four, maybe number three. So go ahead. Who would be number one?
My point is, okay, you did a terrible job setting this up, but it's
I stole it from Wiggy.
I get it. Yeah. So here's the thing. So if you were just going to look at the AFC East, forget about the rest of the league and different conferences, just the AFC East.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if I said, okay, you need to tell me how the season is going to end, okay, just based on the quarterback, not the coach, not what kind of impact the coach can have, mm-hmm. not about where the games are played, just the quarterback. You have Josh Allen, Cam Newton / Mac Jones, Zach Wilson of the Jets, and Tua Tagovailoa of the Dolphins. If I give you those four quarterbacks, how do you think the AFC East ends?
Buffalo
just
1, Miami 2, New England 3, Jets 4.
Okay, what do you got?
I got Buffalo 1, Patriots 2, Miami 3, Jets 4.
Yeah, I basically have the same as you. Because, I mean,
And why? I thought you guys would kill Cam Newton a little bit more and push him back.
I just did. I moved him to number three. And the only reason I'm putting Zach Wilson number
you're putting
four,
a rookie that's never played in the league ever,
right,
whose mom is psycho but really good looking,
right,
ahead of him.
Be careful.
Watch out.
Watch out.
We're all parents. It's the same thing. I would think based on the way that Cam Newton has been just, you know, criticized and just the way we've seen him play, you would think that you know, he would be lower. Like Tua Tagovailoa would be higher than him.
Because
you've been hearing from Ninkovich?
I moved him higher because I think that Tua is going to get better. I'm not sure Cam's going to get better. If you want to buy the COVID and all this other stuff, and he's going to have a better opportunity, what kind of opportunity did Tua have last year? He didn't even start the first half of the year. They threw him in and they pulled him again. So he didn't. What was he able to learn? Cam Newton is a seasoned veteran quarterback who's been an MVP who is now using the excuse that it was COVID. I couldn't learn the system.
But I would
the
even say
and he hasn't been healthy since 2016.
I would even say, but I would take Mac Jones over Zach Wilson, and I would take him over Tua.
Why?
The guy that he replaced when Tua left, because I don't believe in Tua.
Now,
all
those Bama receivers last year, like specifically Slim Reaper, Devonta Smith said between the two, he would take Mac Jones. Mac Jones is his guy over Tua Tagovailoa. So there's reason to believe in Mac Jones. I, too, would take immediately right now, at least for one season, I would take Mac Jones over Zach Wilson, I think Zach Wilson has tons, a very high ceiling, because Mac Jones can learn that playbook quickly and execute a pro offense.
No. See, the thing is that, so I usually, when I'm looking at just college or, you know, pro, specifically, actually more pro,
sure,
is, you know, I look at the coaching situation and the quarterback situation. Sometimes you have the best of both worlds. You have a great quarterback, established quarterback, veteran quarterback, and an established head coach.
How do the coaches,
Bills have that? The Bills have both that.
How do the coaches come in this when you told me to rank the AFC?
Let me finish.
Just by starting quarterback.
I said usually that is what I do. When I start trying to think who's going to – I start with those two criteria, okay? But in this argument, in this, you know, experiment, I'm just going to take the quarterback because Bill gets too much credit. So he's a human eraser. He fixes any situation. So remove him out of the equation. I would say just based on the fact, just on that, I would say you're in a pretty good position even if you're just using the quarterback. And if you thought the Patriots are going to suck, I still think based on what the AFC East is providing you as far as competition at the quarterback position, your quarterbacks are better than theirs. Your second-string quarterback, Mac Jones, is better than Zach Wilson.
I think you're out of your mind. I think the only reason you would rank the Patriots is because you look at their defense, and their defense should be better than Miami and better than the Jets. That's right. So I'm going on your experiment. Stolen from Wiggy. I'm using it, ranking the AFC East by starting quarterbacks. I don't know what Zach Wilson is. I don't know what Mac Jones is. The other three I know. Josh Allen has shown considerable progress and is a big-time quarterback. Tua has shown some signs. I think he's going to get better, and I'm not sure Cam's going to get any better. So I would put Patriots third, Cam third.
The argument can be made for Tua in that he is very accurate. Now, does he have a strong arm? Not really. Does Mac Jones have a strong arm? Not really. And he will have the head start in terms of getting put in last year, though some of his Dolphins teammates at the time thought they should have stuck with Fitzy. I'll say this. The wide receiver core, by the time they get in gear in Miami, that's what may make Tua look a hell of a lot better than it may look. And we got the tight ends, and I know we got a great running game coming here in New England. I'm going to tell you what, when you start
dealing with
Waddle and Parker and Preston and Will, what's his face that they signed from? Will Fuller. Good Lord. And you got Kosicki, who's actually a really solid tight end.
Excellent, ridiculous
receiving core. If Tua lives up to half his billing, he could easily make the move to
Thank
two.
Thank you. Made my case.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Don't believe in Tua the same way you didn't believe in Josh Allen.
True. So I could be
wrong. Do you believe in Cam?
Well, I believe in him better than I do Tua. I think he's a better quarterback than Tua and Zach Wilson.
Cam Newton's our quarterback.
You just said that you don't know what Zach Wilson is. I know at least best case scenario what Cam Newton can give you. I don't think it's very good.
Cam Newton can give you a headache.
It's better than Zach Wilson.
Our quarterback. Yeah.
Tyler, do we still have the tape
or is that an imitation?
Do we still have the tape where the big fellow over here told us that Cam Newton was going to be out of the league before the start of the season?
I'm sure we could find it, but he said it multiple times because he thought at this time next year he'd be out of the league.
He could still be out of the league.
Yeah.
He still could be out of the league.
Is there a chance in your mind?
Still could be out of the
Christian,
league.
Is there a chance when I say that the quarterback, like Hoyer, has a decent chance of making the roster, and so does Stidham, it's because there is a slight chance Cam might get bumped, like if he has a really bad August.
I don't see why is that.
Now
not,
we all believe
that's an option.
It is an option. It's on the table. We both believe Cam takes the first snap this season, right?
I'm not sold on that yet.
No,
I'm not sold on it at all. I think Mac Jones is going to make it really, really hard for him. I do.
Yeah.
Based on what I'm hearing, it's going to go down to the wire. And now maybe he has a little leg up because he's a veteran. But I think he slows them down.
This time last
I think
year.
He limits their offense, what they're capable of doing, what they're able to do. Now, if you want to play it safe and just run it because now he's 260 and he looks like a tank, okay,
I thought he was
fine.
Supposed to slim down this
he's
offseason.
He's not slimming down. He's getting bigger. Down.
I don't know about that, but he hasn't slimmed down. He said 15, 20 pounds he was going to drop.
Not even close.
Does he has to be at this age? I'm not sure.
He's bulked.
Yeah.
Ninkovich is onto something. He's getting bulked up for that Tebow role. Watch out. All right, so, Meekin Tebow.
So, another theory about
so
that.
So apparently Tebow. The save it. The Euro Cup had some pretty good television numbers.
You forced my segment.
I'm forcing
to
you.
Get to a soccer
segment. I am forcing
segment.
You, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Moving right over your head. Okay? So the soccer fans, soccer fans are using these ratings to tell us once again that soccer is the king sport out there. Is it the king sport? Really? Are we going to do this again?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do you think of this team?
Unbelievable.
Don't you love hockey players?
As far as the guys that party the hardest, if we're gonna do, let's do that ranking.
Play hard
players,
party hard.
Yeah,
easiest power ranking, Christian. I would want to hang out with hockey players number one
after a championship. Okay, good. Go.
Hockey players number one.
Yep.
Baseball players number two. Then soccer. Then football. Then basketball.
Wait, are we talking about after, like, okay, we just
when
won.
The game's over.
Okay, the game's over. We're all going to celebrate.
Championship.
Like rock stars.
Yep.
You would throw a bunch of soccer players in
there? Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Over most, NBA players? You're going to Vegas, to the boom room in Vegas on a private jet.
Have you ever visited any of the websites where the wags of the soccer stars hang out? Holy smokes.
We're not talking
like
about
beer.
The wives.
But they're there,
but
too.
But as Stephen A. says, you need their interpreters with them. Okay, so it becomes a problem.
Y'all put the camera on me, please.
There are a lot of different languages that you can understand after
I'm going, right, so I'm did, going straight to celebration.
Right, so, yeah. Unbelievable.
So did you watch the final, the Euro Cup final with England and Italy? Did you watch it?
Of course. Okay. I love
the
fact
English
that,
manager. Yeah, okay. What an awful decision, by the way, to bring a couple of guys off the bench at the end of the second overtime.
Was that a big deal?
At 29 minutes
in. Did I miss
in,
something?
Yeah, I brought these two kids in ice cold off the bench to try penalty kicks. It was a horrible decision.
Okay.
Did that really happen?
It did.
It did happen. I did see it happen. But to be honest with you,
they missed.
I didn't think it was that big a deal because
terrible.
Everybody seemed to be fine with it. Nobody was bitching in the crowd.
Hey, you're ice cold. Come shoot these free throws.
Seemed to be fine. Okay, so they drew an average of 9.4 million viewers here in the United States watched that European final.
Pretty good.
And so soccer's making a big, huge deal about this. This is MLS now, Buzz, making a big deal about it. MLS, okay? That outperforms the ongoing NBA finals, which is averaging 8.9 million. That's insane. Well, now remember, that's an average in the NBA finals, and we've played three games so far. So what do you think Game 7 is going to get when the title is on the line, if we get to a Game 7? I think it's going to be a few more than 9.4 million. So soccer is kind of using the final where everything is on the line.
We've arrived.
I don't watch soccer on a regular basis unless we include Ted Lasso, because I watch Ted Lasso. Is that included?
Great show.
Should that be part of it?
Definitely.
Does that make me a soccer fan?
Okay. That rates.
Then I guess I am. But I'm one of the 9.4 million who watched this Euro final. Why? Because everything was on the line. It was the final game. I watched none of the games leading up to them.
Curse
I had
England.
No idea why England and Italy were playing in a final, other than it was a final. So I'm going to watch the final because there's going to be a winner and a loser and a celebration, and the thing is over. That doesn't necessarily mean that all of America is turning on to soccer. I've been hearing this now for 50 damn years. People keep on telling me soccer's taking over. When is it taking over? What about the MLS? Does anybody really watch MLS soccer? Is that a big deal? Even soccer fans think that's beneath them, like it's AAA or AA soccer.
It's the caliber, and listen, no disrespect to any of the players on the Revolution, LAFC, the Galaxy, Sounders, Timber, whoever the hell
through
they are.
The whole league.
Yeah, I'll go through them all.
What a know-it-all.
So I know, what a hado, right?
Yeah.
Complete hado.
He's a soccer hardo.
Soccer hado.
Those guys are hard to come by.
Sorry, Christian, it's football, and it's spelled with my two favorite letters when talking to you, F and U.
Okay.
Okay, so soccer in the States is always going to suffer from a dearth of talent. If you could start getting the kind of players that are attracted to La Liga and the EPL, then you'll actually have a product over here.
More kids are playing soccer in this country than most other countries combined.
Right.
What are we talking about? So you're telling me that Americans just suck at soccer?
Yes. Number one, we're not that good at soccer because we haven't made it a priority or a focus. What else are you going to play overseas? You going to play cricket? They don't play football.
Basketball.
Tennis, maybe. Yes, they have basketball leagues. And guess what they're doing now, Christian, because they've been playing basketball the last 30 years? Catching the F up to us. Because
that's fine.
Your MVP, your all-stars, these players now that are challenging the U.S. men's national team, who used to laugh their way to 43.8-point average margins of victory from the dream team on, are now getting beat by these other countries. But, Glenn, I'll tell you, if we could have that, you're not going to have people coming in to see these MLS games if you're going to get David Beckham when he's a broken down shell of his former self. It's like getting 55-year-old Tom Brady. He might still be great at that point. I would never doubt it. But you don't have Messi. You don't have Ronaldo. You don't have Neymar. You don't have any of these guys. So until the talent is that great,
when's that going to happen? If soccer is taken over, it's not going to happen. And I'll give you an example of it. We were talking last week about the ethnic makeup of the NBA, because Christian doesn't believe that you include the Euro players as the white players.
Nope.
Okay, he doesn't believe that. So there are white Americans. But where are all the great white players coming in the NBA right now, like Luka Doncic? They're coming from foreign countries. So how is that possible that basketball was born here? People have played it because kids are playing video games right now in America. They're not out there necessarily excelling at soccer or wanting to play soccer.
Yeah, esports might get better ratings.
So
on
your
TV.
Best players now that are coming into this country from European nations, like Luka Doncic, are playing NBA basketball at the highest level. Where are the great soccer players?
And part of that,
they get paid overseas.
Part of that is those basketball players. One, this is the place to be if you want to play against the best, and you get paid more.
Correct.
Okay. You get paid more. Hold on.
Yep.
Okay. The other part of that, you talk about, like, you know, the broken down David Beckhams And if you want to talk about, you know, developing your own talent, this is a minor league system. The MLS is a minor league system. If I become a great soccer player, I'm going over to Europe to play, where I can make a real amount of money playing some real significant games, sorry, matches.
Thank
and
you.
Against with people who really, you know, bleed for the sport, not a, you know, a 60,000 seat stadium with, you know, 2,500 people in there. Like, I mean, the reality is, because if I want to, like, they're the Yankees. Hey, I want to get to the show. I want to play for the Yankees in the World Series. So with all the history, I don't want to play for the Revolution.
Yeah.
Like, that's not my end game.
No offense.
Yeah. I want to play for the big dogs.
Now, Christian, you can go down, and there'll be a lot of people that go see NYFC. I've gone to Yankee Stadium. It's a fun take. The Red Bulls down in Jersey, that's fun. Sell out.
But they're not doing big
because there's nothing else going on during while they're playing.
Exactly. And there's not much else in Seattle, or especially in Portland, where their team does well. But seriously, like, this area is probably not going to be a soccer region
the
for
United
a long
States
time
of America
because
not.
Messi can go get 6 years. He's the pride of Argentina, just finally won his first international competition. But his last contract was 6 years, $700 million.
Hold it.
Find that money here, he'll come back.
You're missing the point. So the owners of all of these soccer teams are who? The Glaziers, John Henry. They're
Crafts.
All American, the Crafts. That own the teams overseas.
Right.
They're all Americans
now. And
they
hate it. They hate it.
Wait a minute. No, if it was such a big deal in the United States, why wouldn't they bring over all of those great players? Those great players come over here to play basketball. Those great players, come over to play Major League Baseball, Stephen A. Smith. Mm-hmm. And yes, they use interpreters. And who pays them? The owners here in the United States that own the Major League Baseball team. So why isn't John Henry and the Glaziers and all of these other owners that are buying European soccer teams, why aren't they buying soccer teams here in the United States? You know why? Because they can't fill up those stadiums.
Right,
the public doesn't want
because
it
because of the talent gap. You can't.
You bring the talent over.
They can't afford
can't
that
just
talent.
Buy the talent is
it's
not
so
coming
crazy
here. This
expensive.
It's like remember when the USFL started.
Yep.
When the USFL started
and folded,
they thought the same thing. You know, they started signing these big name college players, Steve Youngs, Herschel Walkers of the world. And they would say, "Fine, that's the only way we're going to be able to have some sort of respect."
Right.
It didn't last. I mean, and they were paying them too. Mm-hmm. They were not only were they getting the talent, but they were also paying a bunch of money.
They were competing against the NFL for those.
And Flutie had a big first contract, if you'll remember as well.
But in the end, it's just it was never going to last because nobody was going to leave the Philadelphia go watch the Generals play over the Giants.
But you don't have big time Major League Soccer. I know they call themselves Major. They're not. And if soccer people that are really into it, and I've got friends who are really into it, won't even go to those games. It's beneath them. They're going to watch the Premier League. So why is it that the owners that happen to be, many of them Americans, are not bringing over those soccer players to the United States? We do it in every other sport because the public won't pay the freight to go watch these teams play in the United States.
There's no respect for the league, though. There's no respect for the league. They don't respect it. It is not the place to be.
So you build a Premier League here in the United States.
You will always be a second-class, run-of-the-mill, if I have nothing else to do, I will pay attention to it.
Christian, you win. You win. You help bring the EPL title home. Yeah, you bring a team out of relegation in the EPL, let alone you bring the title, like, for the Tottenham Hotspur, or like when Man City overcame Man United. I'm not watching cartoons on Saturday morning. I actually like to watch the EPL.
You got a problem with that?
No, that's how I grew up. It's okay. But we both eat Fruity Pebbles, so we're the same.
Exactly.
You become a legend over there. Oh, in addition to the fact that you get paid that kind of money, Messi was making $170 million a season. Do you think he can make that here yet? No, because they don't have the talent, they don't have the infrastructure, and they haven't spent the time.
But you're making my point.
No, Glenn.
It's the number one sport in the world.
Great.
It's nowhere close to that here in the United States.
My 8-year-old plays soccer. He sucks at it. He's not going to become a star anytime soon.
Why would you say that about your kid on the radio?
He's terrible at soccer.
He's not listening.
Tom Brady goes out and throws footballs to his kids. You come on the radio and say, my kid sucks at soccer.
He does. Spaz's daughter can't dance, and my kid can't play soccer. It's fine. We're okay with that.
But that's the point I'm making.
But it's fun for him to watch. He watches with me.
It's huge in Europe. Europe, and you can see that the people are crazy about it.
Heritage is key, too.
But I've been told for 50 years, it's really going to become a big sport, number one sport here in the United States. And kids are playing it and have over the last 20 or 30 years at a higher level than ever before. It is still not there here in the United States.
Then put pads on them or lasers.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to flip.
I don't either.
If it was a desirable place to be, like, what is bigger than hockey? Soccer is bigger? Mm-hmm. MLS, the Revolution, yes, are bigger than the Bruins?
Around here?
Than the NHL? Soccer ratings are commensurate to Bruins ratings. Soccer ratings in this country are commensurate to,
Hold on. We have an MLS team here. So you're telling me that the Revolution's ratings are close or equal to the Bruins?
Tyler?
The home attendance numbers between the MLS and the NHL are actually pretty damn close. The average attendance.
One is playing in an outdoor stadium, and one's playing in an indoor arena. That's apples and oranges.
Well, that's still pretty good.
The TV ratings.
That's one metric. You can't ignore it.
I would defy you on the TV ratings. Bruins versus the Revolutions.
The
Revolution has 12 people watching it.
But we're comparing, as Christian said, a minor league system to a pro sports team, and I think that's kind of an disingenuous argument to make.
No, that's my point. You can't have a major league system. You can't have a major league system here because there's not enough popularity.
Everyone's saying it's going to keep pushing to America and become a big sport. It is. It's European soccer, American-led soccer with MLS and David Beckham, like these guys, and Zlatan. Like, these guys aren't going to be leading MLS in American sports. It's the European soccer. The numbers are up across the board for the Euro Cup final.
And
they beat the NHL.
And Tyler,
once they finally get
knocked out of the CONCACAF, lose the CONCACAF, and then not qualify for the World Cup. Back in 2014, when the U.S. actually made a little noise in the World Cup and advanced to like the round of 16, what's the name of the goalie back then, Tyler? The goalie Tim Howard made those amazing saves. You could feel it. You could feel a little bit of a turn, and then guess what? They whiff. They don't do anything in 2018. They don't even qualify for the next World Cup. They crap the bed. The United States made mistakes along the way to trying to build the program. U.S. women's soccer is massively popular. It makes a big deal. Now, I know it's not enough to sustain their own huge league, but it's still very popular, Glenn. In terms of being able to overtake these other sports, if you involve the Europeans, yes, they can. If they do it on their own with MLS, no, they won't.
So when we have World Cup, when we have the Olympics, when we have this weekend the Euro Cup, those are events that happen once a year, once every 2 years, once every four years.
There's a bunch of them.
And so you're going to get people that are going to tune in. I tuned in. Mm-hmm. I watched this final this week. I'm not an avid soccer fan, but I was punching in to watch and see what they were doing.
Okay.
On the other hand, we're talking about putting together a professional league here in the United States. You can't do it with soccer.
All right, so if you represent, even though I know you've been working in sports media for a couple of years. 127 years, right? So for the last three centuries, you've been working in sports media around here. Now, what is it about soccer that doesn't turn you on enough to watch it on a regular basis?
Not enough scoring.
That's pretty much it.
The flopping is a little bit not sexy. Flopping is a little too much.
Not sexy enough.
The flopping is a little too much. I mean, come on. You know, a guy tags a guy on the ankle, and suddenly the guy's in. You know, you're waiting for them to come out.
Have you ever seen LeBron James get tapped
I'll give you
by
that.
Somebody?
I'll give you that. And it pisses me off when he does that.
Yeah, it drives
when
you nuts.
When they flop. But I don't think there's enough scoring in the game. And I have trouble with the NHL at times with
the
not scoring,
scoring. All these things you're talking about, none of them have anything to do with why it's not possible.
Sure they do.
No, it has nothing to do with scoring. If they change the rules where they could score like lacrosse, where it's like 24 to 16,
yep.
Do you honestly think someone who didn't like soccer suddenly go, wow, I can see all those goals
being scored? I think if there were more shots on net, there aren't enough shots on net. You've got to know the finer points of the game in the midfield.
Really?
That's what you have to know.
Wait, hold on. Say it again.
I don't know those.
The finer points
of the game in the midfield. Finer points.
That sounds
you
like
don't know a
that
damn
sounds
thing.
Like Merlone talking about what Al does when the ball's not in his hands.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No.
And here's the thing.
Cut the field down by 30% in America.
No one gives a crap.
Yes,
they don't give a crap.
They would.
No one gives a crap. And here's the thing about soccer fans, and I see them all lined up right here. They're all so unbelievably sensitive when you start ripping their sport.
We're going to hear from them.
I will tell you that if you want to make soccer great, take all the basketball players, all the football players, and instead of giving them a football or a basketball to play with when they're young, put them on the pitch. Put them out there, put a soccer ball, and they are the best athletes. You're going to have 6 foot four. All your track athletes. Are you kidding me? Teach them how to kick a ball. They will destroy any type of competition Europe can even provide.
I totally agree with this.
Put them in a camp for three years.
But we're not doing it. It's not happening.
Why are you guys delusional?
You think it's happening?
Hey,
it's not happening.
Why won't it happen? So that's the million dollar question.
You know what you do? You take
because there's nothing else to play over.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Here's the answer. You take a broken down old football coach, okay? You make him a soccer coach, knows nothing about the game, throw him out there with a bunch of interesting characters, and then you've got
a positive attitude.
You've got 12 episodes right there. And then people will pay attention to soccer.
Can we have people yell at you?
Yeah,
next,
they're going to yell at us. They're going to yell. Soccer people, they get. He's right. They're the most sensitive little.
You don't understand the game. You're so arrogant. You think
you're right. I don't understand.
Yeah,
the game.
I do.
You're right.
Yeah,
jammed
I do.
The lines of people waiting to yell at Big O, and I'm here for
good.
It.
Good. There you go.
Loud noises.
We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.